Now, confidential information has been leaked through the press since, well, pretty much since the press was invented. We're not going to reach quite that far back in today's GeoQuiz. Think back to the 1700s. Now, that was the century of the American and French revolutions. People could read all about them in the newspapers of Europe at the time. One of the more important newspapers was published in a Dutch city that we want you to name today for our GeoQuiz. The city's still there. It's just about 25 miles from Amsterdam. It's located near the old Rhine River, and it's crisscrossed by canals and quays. Back in the 18th century, the local newspaper boasted having news from, quote, an extraordinary variety of locations. In fact, it was so often read by diplomats and rulers across Europe that governments leaked secret information to the paper to embarrass their rivals. So, can you name the Dutch city where this particularly revealing newspaper was published? We'll have the answer around the bend. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Diplomacy is based in large part on confidentiality, and that's why the publishing by WikiLeaks of secret U.S. diplomatic documents is causing concern around the globe. It got us thinking, though, about the leaking of sensitive information in previous historical eras. Jeremy Black knows all about that. He teaches history at the University of Exeter in Britain.
The technology of WikiLeaks is new, but the idea is one that you can trace back to past revolutions. You saw it with the French revolutionaries who printed a lot of diplomatic correspondence. You saw it with the Russian revolutionaries who printed all the treaties of the Ancien Régime. And they did that in a burst of self-righteous zeal in order to show that in some way they were different. Of course, very quickly both the French and the Russian revolutionaries switched to the old established patterns of having secret treaties and all the rest of it. But there is a kind of almost anarchic streak there. Anybody who's told that there is something that is secret likes to run around and say that no, that they can find it out and that the world would be better if there was no secrecy. But these are utopian ideas, and utopianism doesn't really actually terribly work very well.
Did you ever trace the first comparable leak? I mean, did emperors and shahs and prime ministers have to deal with this throughout history?
Well, leaks were fairly normal in one sense, in that once you started putting diplomatic traffic in the post, I mean, the classic thing that happened, of course, is that people would encipher the stuff they put in the post. But, of course, these ciphers were broken. And then what often happened is that other governments would be reading your stuff, and if they wanted to embarrass you, would be leaking it. Now, the classic way of publishing it would be, for example, in 18th century Europe, you might leak material to the Gazette of Leiden to publish. The equivalent of the Gazette of Leiden would have had a reputation like the New York Times. And the purpose of doing so would be to discredit another party. And that sort of thing went on. I mean, you know, Benjamin Franklin, when he was in Paris negotiating with the French against the British, was quite correctly worried about, you know, the British trying to read his diplomatic traffic.
Well, we certainly had our own more recent experience with the Pentagon Papers, at least more in terms of modern history. But regarding the idea of information that's even kept and whether it's released or not, the kind of diplomatic insights, even having to do with individuals, you know, that so-and-so likes a particular brand of whiskey in a country where alcohol is banned.
It's essentially, from the outset, diplomacy has tried to report what is seen to be the factors making a country develop its policies in a particular way. For example, there was a resident envoy in Paris from 1479 sending back regular reports to the Venetians, and they needed to know whether if you have a new king, like the young Francis I, who is bellicose, who likes war, you need to have somebody telling you very quickly, this man is somebody who is unpredictable, who wants to fight, and indeed Francis I did lead his troops into Italy pretty quickly.
It sounds like as long as there has been such a thing as international relations and diplomacy, diplomats have had to cover up for leaks like this.
Yes, as long as there's been diplomacy, people have been very concerned to maintain confidence. But I think diplomacy serves good purposes. States or societies that may have hostile relations with each other are nevertheless able to keep talking to each other and keep open channels of communication. In order to enable one to try and reduce the risk of war and to try and settle matters peacefully.
Jeremy Black, author of the book A History of Diplomacy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You may have heard the Dutch city of Leiden mentioned just now by Jeremy. Its newspaper, the Leiden Gazette, was renowned for publishing leaked information back in the 18th century. So the city of Leiden in the Netherlands, a printing center since the 1500s, is the answer to our GeoQuiz today.